Community Forklift is a non-profit secondhand store for home goods and building materials. Shop sustainably for low-cost modern and vintage furniture, art, lumber, hardware, and more for your home or project. Moving out? Consider donating your reusable materials. Community Forklift is located 10 minutes from College Park down Route 1 in Hyattsville. Follow Community Forklift on Instagram to see the latest thrifted finds and visit www.communityforklift.org for salvage store hours.
You're listening to WMUC Digital College Park. I'm Nate. This is Dogma. I'm turning up my volume. We're gonna crank it. Okay, I think that's good. That seems right. Yeah, this is Dogma. I don't have anything planned today, so this is just some random stuff that I've been listening to. Very disorganized. I think probably the last show of the semester as well. So this is gonna be a mixed bag. I wish I had something more important planned, but I don't. But these are good songs. I like these songs. Hopefully the aux setup is gonna work this time. I had to mess around with the chords because someone had taped them to a specific configuration that didn't work with my computer in previous experience. So we're gonna test it out right now, live test. Let's see.
Every day, the sun turns slowly over me, across my face, across my hands, under my nails glowing like porcelain, and through the window, reaching, I feel the morning hesitate toward me. Every day, the sun turns slowly over me. Yes, heaven can erase the blackness from my heart. Oh, yes, even if only as an exercise of genre, let the efforts be absorbed like when a knife is swallowed, cutting water, and if it hurts, I'll let it murder my, don't mind if it puts me in here, like, oh, you know, if you don't have an approach, that doesn't mean I won't show you all night, me and my wretched device, all night, me and my wretched device, yes. Can't clear the salt that burns my lungs. Yes. Even as a joke, I beg God, help that one in a month. Let the efforts be absorbed there like when a knife is swallowed, cutting water through me like a ghost, overwhelming my motivation. I can't help myself anymore. Oh, you don't have to try to be gentle, do it the way you feel right now. I know it's hard, I feel you rise to the occasion. In the black light, you know I'm shining for you here. All night.
Operator?
All night, me and my wretched device. All night, my wretched device. All night, me and my wretched device. All night, me and my wretched device.
Wow, what fun music that was. That was great. That was Iron Feet by YHWH Nailgun. What a band name. Role Models by The Armed, and before that, Donkey Show by Model Actress. I have a lot to say about these bands. First of all, YHWH Nailgun, had no clue that was even a band, I think, until maybe a month or two ago, when one of my friends was like, oh, they're actually going to be playing in DC in like February. And I was like, what? No way. I had no clue they existed until that point. And I totally pretended like I did. I did know. So if you're hearing this, you know who you are. I'm sorry. But you put me onto their music, so that was cool. Model Actress, saw them live, maybe. Oh, I think it was like earlier this year, yeah. That's crazy too. That was a good show. That's probably one of my favorites. One of my favorites that I've ever been to was at the Atlantis. And The Armed, I think they might have done music for Cyberpunk. Maybe. I don't know. I know The Refuse did. They did music as Samurai. We like Cyberpunk. We didn't like Cyberpunk, but we like Cyberpunk now. But CD Projekt Red doesn't deserve a shout out for what they did. If you know, you know. Up next, I've got Nine Inch Nails, followed by Goldfrapp. Hope you enjoy.
Ah.
I like that song. I like that song quite a bit. It's a good song. That was Train by Goldfrapp. And before that, a mouthful, The Art of Self-Destruction, Part 1. That one's from, I think, I don't even know what I would consider that, but it's like, I think it's like a companion album to The Downward Spiral. It's called Further Down the Spiral. I don't know. It's like really experimental compared to a lot of the stuff on the actual release. But I like it a lot. It's one that I'll go to when I need background noise, or I'm just in the mood for something weird and different. I'm still hung up over YHWH Nailgun. What is that like an actual... Because when you look it up, it shows the band first. Is this an actual thing, though? It's not. No. Oh, it's Yahweh. Wow. Okay. That's actually kind of cool. It's Yahweh. That's what the YHW... That's... Wow. Symbolizing their intense music rather than actual... Thank you, Google Gemini. We love the what you do to the environment to provide me my convenient answers. That's actually really interesting. Okay, well, cool beans. I thought that was a dumb name. I was gonna start talking about dumb names. You know what? I still will talk about a dumb name that annoys me as of late. Smashing Pumpkins. Found out not about the act of Smashing Pumpkins. It's like British. So it's like, oh, these are the Smashing Pumpkins. Like, these are the Jolly Good Pumpkins. The Smashing Pumpkins. It makes me sick. I've played Smashing Pumpkins on here before, and it makes me sick. We don't stand for British representation on this. That's not true. I've probably played a couple of British artists. I'm just rambling. I've got another song queued up for you guys. Here's Macbeth. I don't even know how to pronounce this band name. Cyanceny? I'll come back to you with the pronunciation of this while this plays. Here's Macbeth, followed by M**** R by Beck off of Mellow Gold. What a mouthful that title is. Macbeth. That was Macbeth. Okay, so that was Beck. That song that we just listened to. If you could not piece it together, I don't know who's listening right now, and I don't want to piss off my You know what? I'm gonna stick with the bit. It's M asterisk 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 R. That's what we just listened to. You can probably piece together what the actual title is. And then I found out the band name. It was Chickeny Youth. It's Macbeth by Chickeny Youth. Before that song we just listened to, Macbeth by Chickeny Youth, which is also, I think, Madonna's last name. I think the album cover is literally Oh my God. Wait. This is crazy. Hold up. Chickeny Youth is a pseudonym of Sonic Youth. Whoa! This is a side project. For the project, they enlisted fellow Madonna fan Mike Watt. Mike what? Mike Watt? I don't. Bassist from Minutemen. This is crazy. I didn't know about this. I just stumbled upon this just by sheer happenstance. So Chickeny Youth is a side project of Sonic Youth with the bassist of Minutemen. Do what you will with that information. The album cover, I'm 90% sure, though, is Madonna, which makes sense. So it's like kind of like a weird Madonna-themed band. I never would have guessed. But that makes a lot of sense now. Speaking of dumb band names, we already established that I don't find the Nail Gun one dumb. I don't know whether or not it's Yahweh Nail Gun now, or if I should still be spelling it out like YHWH. I assume that when the letters are capital like that, you say it. You spell it out as an acronym. But sometimes acronyms, you read it like a regular... So I have no clue, you know? You read it like a regular word sometimes. Only sometimes. Interesting stuff. Hoobastank. Hoobastank's a dumb band name. Hoobastank's a dumb band name. Butthole Surfers, that's really dumb. I'm pretty sure I've played Butthole Surfers, and if I haven't, I will at some point. Hoobastank is stupid. It's really, really... That one's annoying. There was this one band I listened to the other week called the Bambi Molesters. That one's weird because it's like... I mean, the name's one thing, but the music they do is like surf instrumental rock. I recommend checking it out. Very, very beachy. Good music to listen to over the summer. But you also have to live with yourself knowing that you're listening to a band called the Bambi Molesters. And Bambi doesn't deserve that. Rainbow Kitten Surprise, that's another strange one. These are just off the top of my head that I can think of. Shout out King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. That one's fitting, though. I feel like it's very fitting for their music. It's, like, super eclectic and strange. We do like King Giz. They've got some cool, heavy music. I'll play them sometime as well. We'll play King Giz and Butthole Surfers. Might treat you to some Bambi Molesters if we have time. Should I play Hoobastank? I'm gonna play the only song they're known for. I'm probably gonna do that. Let me cue Hoobastank. I'm gonna play some Hoobastank. I should do ASMR. Sorry, did I? Oh, I'm peeking the mic when I do that. I'm sorry, guys. That one probably hurt. Yeah, you know what? Screw it. We're gonna do some Hoobastank. Here we go. Here's The Reason by Hoobastank. That was The Reason by Hoobastank. What a fun song. All right. I just got a Canvas notification from my Spanish class. We're going to open this right now on air. It's my grade for one of my finals. My speaking. I had to speak to a classmate for 5 minutes, and I was graded on our conversation. That's not that bad. I got an 85. I'm not very good at Spanish. Puedo usar Albania. ¿Dónde está la biblioteca? I bet you guys don't know what those mean. You probably do. Those are very easy sentences. Okay, I'm gonna go back to music that's more on theme now. That was The Reason by Hoobastank. Up next, we've got So Wrong by Stabbing Westward. Another artist I don't know how to pronounce the name of. I think it's Aria. We're gonna roll with that. That song's called My Revenge on the World. Very, very corny and campy. I like it, though, because it's, like, very 2005. This song feels like it should have a Tamagotchi keychain clip to it. Then I've got some filter, and then we're going to end off with some Tool. So, there you go. Hope you guys enjoy the next couple of songs I got queued up.
Thank you.
That was My Revenge of the World by Aria, and before that, So Wrong by Stabbing Westward. I hope you guys know what I meant about, like, the Tamagotchi thing, because I really do. I really think this song embodies Tamagotchi energy. I also just found out recently that some guy made a Tony Soprano-themed Tamagotchi, like, last year. And it sold for like $750. He only made five, and they sold for $750. And now they're like collector's items because there's only five of them in existence. And it's funny because, like, you feed them gobble ghoul. There's like a dedicated gobble ghoul button. You can take them to therapy in the strip club and, like, have him yell at his family. Funny concept. I don't know why. Tamagotchi's been on my mind lately. And I think the idea of a Tony Soprano Tamagotchi's funny. It is 12:52. I got a 5-minute song and a 6-minute song. I'm thinking about playing with fire and just letting them both ride out. Partly because I don't have anyone who has a show after me. So if you guys are listening, thank you. Also, if you're listening, you're not. I mean, you are currently, but when this goes over time, you are under no obligation to keep listening because technically my show ends at 1. But that would suck because you're gonna miss out on some Tool. And I really want to play this Filter song. I shouldn't have talked as long as I did. Man, I got to get better at this. I got to stop rambling. We're just gonna jump straight into it because I'm wasting time. Here you go. Here's It's Gonna Kill Me by Filter and then H by Tool. Thank you, Mars, for that recommendation. Actually, I also want to clarify, I didn't have a Jamie pick this episode, but I technically did because Jamie was the one who put me on A Model Actress, which is what we opened with. That was like last summer, I think. He showed me that. Maybe even this summer. I don't know. Time isn't real. I think it was last summer. It had to have been last summer. Whatever. Doesn't matter. I'm still rambling. Shout out Jamie. Shout out Mars. Here's It's Gonna Kill Me by Filter. Have a good rest of your week. Hope you guys enjoy finals. Good luck. Bye.
No.